Detailed Analysis of a Sample of Field Metal Poor N-Rich Dwarfs, by M. Spite et al. Ames. The aim of this work is to compare the detailed chemical composition of the field N-rich dwarf stars to the second-generation stars of globular clusters, GC, in order to investigate the hypothesis that they originated in GCs. Methods. We have measured the abundance of 23 elements, from Li to EU, in a sample of 6 metal poor N-rich stars, 3 of them pointed out for the first time, and we have compared their chemical composition to I, the chemical composition observed in a sample of classical metal poor stars, and E, the abundances observed in the second generation stars of GCs. Results. In metal poor N-rich stars, C and O are slightly deficient, but the scatter of C plus N plus O, Fe, is very small, a strong indication that the N enrichment is the result of a pollution by CNO processed material. The N-rich stars of our sample, like the second generation stars in the GCs, show an excess of Na and sometimes of Al, as expected if the material from which these stars were formed has been polluted by the ejecta of massive AGB stars. For the first time, we have been able to establish an anti-correlation Na-O in field stars like the one observed in NGC 6752. The N-rich star HD 74000 has a rather low EU-Ba ratio for its metallicity. Such an anomaly is also observed in several second-generation stars of M15. Conclusions. This analysis supports the hypothesis that the N-rich stars today observed in the field were born as second-generation stars in GCs. This was Detailed Analysis of a Sample of Field Metal Poor N-rich Dwarfs, by M. Spite et al.